Okay, this is the official one. I won't disconnect this time. I was trying to look up Elmer's thing, but it didn't work.
Oh yeah,
Yeah.
I think I got both on the Lonely Boys Instagram.
Yeah.
I got both in there.
So did you hear that Jose, our cousin, when he got back to Mexico, was talking hella shit about everybody?
Like what?
That we're all a bunch of assholes and shit.
Is it everybody or?
Yeah, because he says that apparently we're all hella two-faced and stuff.
How?
Because apparently when we go to visit Mexico, we asked his family for hella shit, and then when he was asking people for help, no one was giving it to him, even though your mom was hella helping him.
I don't know.
Yeah, he's a crazy.
I don't know. You know, sometimes stories get twisted.
That's true. No, it was coming straight from my grandma. My grandma was there.
Oh, is he? You know my
Yeah.
grandma too. She be trying to mix up the pot. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, that's true, I guess.
Wasn't Sam. But yeah, he did stuff coming around after a while.
Yeah, because he got booty hurt with everybody.
Why? What was he asking for or what?
I don't know. That's the thing. I don't understand why he got butthurt. Like, he doesn't talk to my mom anymore, and I don't understand why.
That's so funny.
What's that?
Some
Viking?
boxes. I was breaking down this IPA box. But you seen that meme I sent you? Well, I'm not a health freak or anything, but I'm switching from
Oh,
IPAs to White Claws. That shit had
yeah.
me dead.
Is that you said that's Alan?
Yeah, I sent it to Alan too. He laughed.
Have you seen him?
Not recently. He called me yesterday, but I was asleep. Why?
I was wondering.
You haven't seen him.
Because I
He's
haven't seen
been
him in a
on the
minute.
move, dog. He'd be to Vegas, LA, to
Yeah.
Tokyo.
Oh, he's in
No,
Tokyo
I was
now?
just joking. That was a maybe.
Let's say, because he was planning a trip to Japan. I was like, oh shit, this nigga actually went.
How does that song go? But
LA, Tokyo.
yeah, that's a banger. I'm not gonna
Yeah, that is a banger. I haven't heard that in a long time.
tell you what I've been slapping hella recently.
What?
That I'm just a rapper, one and two.
Oh, those are some bangers.
Bangers and royalty.
Royalty's the shit. I love that
Yeah.
mixtape.
Royalty. Royalty.
It's royalty. Ha 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 ha
But
ha.
yeah, I've been just slapping some old shit. I've been slapping that you know BFB the Pac-Man?
No, I don't think I know who that is.
The song he has a song with Shotta Baby, it's called Joe Exotic.
Oh, that's hella funny.
Yeah, one of his highlight lines is came up from selling pussy, called me Joe Exotic. Oh no. Yeah, something like that. But yeah, I listened to the other music slaps, and apparently that song with Shotta Baby only came out 3 weeks ago, and it fucking did
Yeah.
so good that it got like, fuck, I forgot what they said, 20 million or something in
Damn.
3 weeks.
God
But
damn.
yeah, and then I guess he said all his other songs started skyrocketing because I guess he's still a mailman.
Oh, he's still working as a mailman? Yeah.
That's funny, huh?
Yeah.
He's from where did he say? Michigan. Oh wait, no. Where where they had the water crisis. What is it called? Flint.
Flint.
Yep, Flint. Flint, Michigan. Yeah, but
What happened to Larry Jug? Did he ever make his song with that other rapper?
Nah, I guess the other rapper's on house arrest or something.
Oh shit, that sucks.
But what's his name? Fuck, I forgot that guy's name that he's gonna make the song with. From Detroit.
Crispy Life,
Yeah,
right?
Crispy Life.
Something.
It's with a K. But yeah, he slaps too.
I haven't heard his
Oh
shit
look,
either. Oh, actually.
here I took down on my notes his name when we did the podcast.
Yeah.
Elmer Torres, Over the Fence podcast.
Not on Taurus.
You want to hear the list? What I had?
Yeah.
Top two, three strains I had on top. Why Over the Fence plus why podcasting? Do you ever decide to have friends on podcast? Pimp and the Hoe relationship. The family coming back from jail, family stealing, and Peel Back Boys. I didn't think we didn't get to Peel Back Boys.
No, I don't think we did. We talked about shitting though. That shit was
Yeah,
funny.
bro, we I guess pretty good. Because sometimes it's cool to do a podcast with somebody that wants to do a podcast.
Yeah.
Because sometimes these guys are not trying to do the podcast.
Who's these guys?
Like, you know, when I do a podcast with Rilo or shit like that.
Oh yeah, well, I don't think Riley's that much of a conversationalist. The guy from Over the Fence is a good
Yeah.
conversationalist. He's good at he's
Or
very
like
good
some
at
of my other
talking.
friends, like this guy from Shark's Eyes. You know D'Angelo, right? The guy we dab with.
Oh yeah,
He
yeah.
never wants to be on the podcast.
Are you still be seeing a lot of
No,
the
I'm
Shark's
saying
Eyes
when I
people?
did. When I did, he was on
Oh
the
yeah.
podcast.
He's shy.
Yeah. But yeah, that's funny. And we talked about that on the podcast too, which is funny.
People get pod shy.
Yeah, pod shot. I haven't been listening to his new ones. Hey, it's hella funny. I think he doesn't know that you could just post it off your phone. So
Oh, he put it on his computer.
I think he recorded it. Like, he put a mic right next to like him and the phone.
Damn, that's crazy.
Have you listened to it?
Nah, that sounds hella
Yeah.
weird.
But you know, I didn't
That's
really
funny.
know how to use it. I had to look it up.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's taking some time to master.
Yeah. It's way easier than actually trying to do a podcast. Or you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Fucking getting all the equipment and shit. So shout out Anchor, making it easy for us.
Yeah, always making it easy coming in through.
Or I don't even know how we would do it if we would have to do it through Skype or something, huh?
Yeah, like they do on Tiger Belly and shit.
Yeah.
Hey, is it true that Bobby Lee left Best Friends, or is that just a joke?
Where did he hear really that read that?
Andrew Santino posted on Instagram that Bobby Lee had left Best Friends.
No way.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's true or not.
He's just joking. He probably is. They're like best of the friends. You listen to the podcast with Bobby Lee and the guy from the Pixies? It was pretty funny.
Oh, that's who that was?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know who it was, so I didn't listen to it.
He's pretty funny. But I listened to the Stevie Weeby and Bobby Lee one that came out too.
Oh, there's a new one?
Yeah.
I gotta check that one.
They do it.
I haven't listened to podcasts in like 2 weeks.
Bro, just Hulu.
Yeah. Huh?
Just Hulu, Netflix, and stuff, or?
Yeah, I've been watching the X-Files.
The X-Files, rewatching it.
Yeah. There's a new season now, so I was watching it, and it's pretty funny. I'm about to finish it. I'm on the last episode.
Tell you what I've been watching?
What?
That Alone. The people surviving in like...
Oh, yeah, on
Yeah,
Netflix.
that one's good.
You're a real survival show guy, huh?
Yeah, I've been watching them forever. Because I used to watch... When I had basic cable, we had Discovery Channel. Yeah. And, bro, I used to watch even the boring one with... it was called Survivor Man. It's hella
funny. I've seen Survivor Man.
Bro, it's comical, dog. It's hella funny. It's not even serious. It's funny they make those shows, like, to be serious. But to me, I'm laughing the whole time. Like, you fucking weeb. You decided to do this.
Like, you put yourself in this situation, you idiot.
Yeah, and then, you know, I like... Everybody knows about Man vs. Wild with Bear Grylls.
Of course.
But yeah, I think Survivor Man started it all.
I had a Bear Grylls knife.
Yeah? It was like...
Yeah, I still have
like a switchblade thing?
It was one of the foldable knives, but it was sharp as hell. It was like... It had a little saw. It's somewhere in my drawer.
Alright, realistically, Mario, how long would he last?
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Probably just a...
But they give you, like, a couple things. You could bring, like, 10 things.
I'd probably bring, like, a fire starter, for sure. A little lint for the fire starter. Mm-hmm. An axe. And that's it. Honestly, I did learn some survival skills while I was a camp counselor, but not enough to survive, like, a whole month or however long people be doing those shows for.
The max I've seen on Alone is probably like 50-some days, 54 days.
No, I could probably last like a week and a half, if that. And that's me like being hella prepared.
Yeah, because these guys be just mostly eating fish and eating rats. So that's something they most of them bring a fish line and a hook.
Nah, yeah, I don't think I could do it.
Fish?
I don't have the patience for fishing. You just gotta sit there for hella long and wait.
I don't think I've really been fishing. You could just get a net, one of those nets for fishing nets.
Right, yeah, that's true.
They use place out there. A lot of them actually do that. They put a net and then wait till the tide goes down in like a certain area.
Yeah. How long do you think you would last?
Probably like a week, like you said, because I don't think I could do it. I'm not a survivalist.
Yeah.
Me Imagine either. No Netflix when you go to sleep. Fall asleep. I think I would lose immediately.
Be hella bored.
My one thing would be some sort of just Netflix machine.
Oh, yeah, and I was going to ask you. I think I left the fake piss over there. You think I could pick that up? Because I might need that for a drug test.
Where's the fake piss? Or yeah. Where did you leave it?
I think I left it under the sink in the bathroom.
I'll check. I haven't really cleaned under the sink, but yeah, it should be there. But
oh, I'll pick it up.
Oh, and your AC too.
Oh yeah, that shit probably doesn't work, but yeah, I'll pick it up.
Oh, your rail, if you want to take that.
Oh yeah, I have to pick that up. Shit, I'm gonna need the truck.
Yeah, you can leave it though. It doesn't no rush.
Yeah. I might move back to the Bay Area because I might get a job over there.
Okay, no more. What was the plan? The sack or where are you guys gonna?
Bakersfield. It might still work, but it might not be. We might not move till December, so some time.
Oh, okay. She's taking, oh, because of COVID?
Yeah.
Isn't most schools going to be online too this next year?
Yeah, but since it's a nursing school, they have to do clinicals.
Oh, yep.
So that has to be in person. But yeah, for the first couple of months, it's all online.
Yeah, and Baker's is way cheaper, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, 3-bedroom apartment, it's like $1,500.
That's crazy.
Yep. A 1-bedroom's like $1,700, between $700 and $1,000, depending on how nice you want it.
Baker's school?
Yeah.
Where did Over the Fence guy say he lives?
Stockton.
Oh, I was just in Stockton. Did you see the live when I was at the Drift event?
Oh, no. You went to a Drift event over there?
Yeah. It was pretty cool.
How was that?
It was with Spencer, Efren, and Joseph. Bro, cool. The funniest is, bro, Rilo, bro. I think he's on something for real.
I would not be surprised.
He's tweaking like hard. You know how usually he's kind of chill and all? He's like just all up in your grill, just fucking like tweaking. But that was to start off the story. But bro, we would be chilling because it was hella hot, but we would be chilling outside, you know, next to Spencer talking and shit.
Yeah.
And fucking Riley would be in his car just vibing with his car on and the fucking AC fucking full blast. And he would just drive around like he would park where it's like for sure you shouldn't park there. Like it's not a sign or anything, but like why the fuck are you parking right next to the drivers? But yeah, he would do that. He was just driving around fucking in his car, full AC blast. Bro, and we're about to leave the event at like 5. It was like 4 something, maybe 5. Almost 5. And bro, and Riley was asleep. We're about to leave him. And then I told Spencer, I was like, that's kind of fucked up. Let's just wake him up. So we go. And Spencer knocks like, yo, we out. We're about to dip. So drive or start driving or whatever. And this nigga just wakes up like, huh? Like, where are we going? What? And then Spencer's like,
completely forgot where.
He's like, you don't have to go home, but you can't be in here. They're about to close. You know, we're about to leave. He was like, okay. And then we leave, and this nigga, we just see him going back to sleep. And then we get home at like 8, and Spencer, and he gets a call from Riley saying, why didn't you wake me up? That shit was hella funny. He said that the guys that like run the Drift event woke him up and went, yo, are you drunk or something? And he was like, nah. Oh, and also the whole time there, he was taking so many nectar collector dabs, like so many. And
that's why he ended up knocked out, huh?
Probably. He would scoop it from a fucking like paper that was not for dabs. And then he would scoop it on a knife, like one of those blades that come in and out.
Yeah.
And then just dab it off the blade, off the nectar. And it was some dork.
That sounds like some real tweet shit.
I was like, bruh. And it's hella funny. On 4th of July, I was chilling over there at Spence and Dev's. And then I think I tried to put a bottle rocket just joking around in his pocket and act like I was lighting it. And then he takes it. And I'm like, bro, I'm trying to get it real quick. It's like, I was just joking. And then he says, what did he say? He's like, bro, get away from me. I was like, whoa. I was like, whoa, calm down there. Them drugs got your mind spinning. And then he was like, Chewy, I'm not on drugs. Hella loud. Like something somebody on drugs would say.
That's hilarious.
And I was like, whatever, dog, you're definitely on cocaine or meth or something. And then he just kept on texting on his phone and just left.
My man is tweaking.
Yeah, he's tweaking hard, bro.
Maybe weed wasn't high enough for him, so he was like, time to get on them real drugs.
Nah, it's because he be fucking. He supposedly has a girl, but she's like a drug addict. I think it's the hooker that Riley hangs out with. And also pays the fuck.
Oh, is he still working?
No, but I guess he gets some money from fucking. I guess he goes up in the mountains and helps them. He gets some money that way. Dang, I have so many Rilo stories. Let's keep on going with Rilo.
Alright, for sure.
Did you know how? Have I told you the story about Rilo owing a $30,000?
What did he do? Get student loans like me?
No, he cut down a tree.
What tree?
Alright, so yeah, so you know how he was working in the mountains?
Yeah.
And I guess they were cutting down some tree to make room for like growing area.
Yeah.
And the fire department came and was like, yo, who cut down all these trees? Or they came for another reason, and then they were like, who cut down all these trees? And Riley was like, oh, I told some guys to do it. I ordered them around. You know how Riley be trying to vibe when the boss is in there, act like he's the boss. But he was like, yeah, I told him to cut it down. And I guess the fucking fire department snitched on him and then served him. And then the fucking Riley was just calling, you know, Marty.
I've heard of him, but yeah, go on.
He was calling Marty like, they're about to arrest me, hella shit, crying and shit. And Marty was like, are there police there? He's like, no. It's like, oh, you're not going to get arrested by the fire department. And then hella months pass, and then he gets served, like really served. And then he showed up to court. And I guess he owes 26 plus like some other money. He has to pay $600 a month, or do a couple months in jail. I would have just went to jail, do a couple months in jail.
Yeah,
because he's broke. He definitely doesn't have the money to do that, so he's going there anyways. He's prolonging it.
Damn, that fucking sucks.
Yeah, and he's trying to fight it in court, saying that he actually didn't do it, that it wasn't his land, that this other person told him to do it. So now they both owe $30,000.
So all he did was tell somebody else to just add, but they were like, but yeah, you still got to pay
us. Because he was the only person on the property at the time. That's hella funny, huh?
Damn, he be vibing way too hard.
He be vibing too hard. And then he owes another ticket, too, for speeding up there. That shit all adds up.
It really does. Damn.
The luck, huh?
My guy is not doing well.
Yeah, and he'd be twacked out. I'm like, man. I told him like straight up, Riley, like on a solid tip, you know, I was like, yo, Riley, are you on something? He was like, nah, I'm just drunk. I'm like, come on, Riley. I know the difference.
You think he's on pills or something?
Nah, he's on meth.
Damn.
That's what I think. And Nick confirmed.
Damn.
Because I told him, I was like, what you give Riley, dog? He was like, I didn't give him nothing. It was his hooker friend. That's hella funny.
Fuck your life real quick like some meth, man. Don't do meth, kids.
But Riley be hella sending me fucking videos of him helping this guy with his plants up in the mountains. I was like, Riley, just get a real job. This mountain shit is not working out.
Going to the mountains cost him $30,000, man.
I know.
I would have not gone back after that. Fuck that.
And he doesn't have a license, so he could really get in trouble if he gets caught.
He got a speeding ticket without a license. He got to keep his car?
No, like a weed license. So if they catch him working on shit.
Oh, that's true.
He's going to get in trouble. And the person that he's helping is going to get in trouble.
Or you have to have some sort of license now to work with weed?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That as long as you were working with somebody who had the license, it didn't matter. That's good to know.
Yeah, but yeah, I guess they changed it up and they were raiding people up there or something.
Damn, that fucking sucks. I cannot imagine being 30,000 in debt to Johnny Law.
So what music have you been listening to recently?
I've been just downloading different I got Spotify for $1 for 3 months, so I just been listening to a lot of different whatchamacallit, like playlists and downloading them.
Have you found any good artists out of that?
Yeah, I've been listening to this guy named Buddy. He's pretty cool.
Buddy? Where is he?
Yeah. I think he's from LA.
Sick.
Yeah, pretty cool. And then, let's see. Oh, wait, I don't want to switch over because if I do, it'll turn off the podcast.
Yeah, I suggest you listen to BFB the Pac-Man. He's wrong.
BFB the Pac-Man. Is that the mailman?
Yeah, that's the mailman.
I respect that.
His interview was hella funny. He was like, yeah, working with Shotta Baby was stressful. Yeah, he wanted to do a song in a music video, and he had an idea for a music video or something. And Shotta was like, nah, let's do a studio music video. When they do the music video in the studio.
Yeah.
And they're like, just hella shit. And that at first he didn't want to do the song for the money they agreed upon. And that his verse was whack. And just hella shit. But he said he's grateful because he got him hella views.
Yeah. 20 million in 3 weeks. That's pretty good. That's really good. That's almost 6ix9ine numbers. Ah, that clown. Dude, I don't know how that clown is getting hella views.
Yeah, still. But, and he's not a gangster rapper, really, kind of. He is, but not really. He's just a funny guy.
Yeah. That's cool. I fuck with guys like that.
Yeah.
I'm kind of over the whole gangster rap thing.
He's a funny guy, but he does take rap serious.
Did you hear about Will Smith getting cheated on? The entanglement?
The entanglement. Yes, he got fucked by that dude. Hard.
Oh, hard. Oh, man. The video where he's like, I'm going to get you back, though.
And the meme? And it's like, you already did. Like, I think.
Yeah. Fucking the entanglement.
That is
pretty. It's been a funny year.
Facts.
You hear that they got rid of outdoor dining in Alameda County again?
Did they? Oh, did you see
the
spinning dough?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I was...
Yeah, I was trying to eat in the back, but nah, yeah, they're just doing pickup. Because that's outdoor dining. They're only doing pickup and delivery. Still fire.
I have to get some. I haven't had some in a while.
Bro, I try to recreate at my house, but you just can't. You just...
True.
Yeah.
Zest to it.
But yeah, I had to whoop Nick in hoops. You see it.
Yeah.
I told him he only has to score 2 points on me. And I let him hit the wood. And then the bet was if I beat him and if I get 7 points on him, he has to clean up the back area.
Did he?
Yeah, he did.
Is he clean now or is he still using?
I think he's still using, but I don't know. He hasn't been tweaking as hard. Riley's tweaking harder than him right now.
Damn. That says a lot. Good for Nick.
But yeah. Riley's been on a downward slope.
I've been drinking hella water trying to get my piss clean for a drug test.
Have you heard anything or?
I had a couple interviews, but nothing more than that, which sucks. There's honestly like no work out here.
For real?
Yeah. So I gotta figure out how to get back to the Bay somehow. I might even commute because I need the money.
Fuck it.
Yeah. Fuck it. Like, luckily I'm not paying rent, but I still got a couple bills.
Oh yeah, but I think the Lonely Girls ghosted us.
Yeah, I figured.
I tried to hit them back, and they didn't say nothing back. But there's these other people that are trying to do a podcast. If you're down, Mario.
Yeah, I'm down. Fuck it.
When you go on the Lonely Boys Instagram, just check the messages, and it's one of those guys.
Okay, I'll sign in sometime and check it out. Because I signed it out on my phone because I don't know how you do it. All the notifications get annoying.
Yeah, I just be bored at work. Honestly, now that I have following a lot of people, we get followers like out of nowhere.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't even be following them. They just follow me. Follow us, I mean. But yeah, the Lonely Boys Instagram growing. It's growing.
Growing. Keep following that. Keep listening, y'all.
But I think that is helping our views on Anchor too, though.
Is it? Have we gotten more?
Yeah, we've been getting a lot. Man, when that guy told us he made already 30, I was like, I'm hurt.
Yeah, I was like, God damn.
He has hella views. I didn't know how many views he got. I was looking at it. He got hella
views. Yeah, he has a real sponsor.
Yeah, and then also, we just need to get mics.
Yeah, we do.
I need to get these cords for these mics that we have. And then just start recording it, put it on YouTube, and I think it'll go up. Yeah. He should put his on YouTube.
He should. His shit is funny.
Be having me dead.
I seen Oscar shot another music video.
Oh, yeah. I think it's some sort of cypher.
Interesting. I didn't know that kind of music had cyphers.
I guess, yeah. Honestly, it's a mix. This new age, I feel like it's a mix of rap and that kind of music.
Well, that's kind of cool, I guess.
Because they do the shout outs in the beginning. Well, they used to always do that, huh? But it just seems like.
Yeah.
Has more context with, like, I don't know. Especially the Bay Area. The Bay Area one.
Yeah. That's cool, though. Good for him.
A cypher, huh? That's hella funny. I was confused, too. Tell you what I noticed though.
What?
Those type of musicians, they don't have gold teeth. They have braces. Have you noticed that? Even the bitches, even the bad bitches they got, they give them a little smile and there's hella braces.
That's hella funny. You know, they're like, I'm not going to spend, I'm going to fix my teeth.
Yeah.
Because girls will fuck your shit up.
Yeah, facts. But, yeah, I noticed that. It's hella funny. They're like, that's how you show money, that you got money.
Braces.
I was like, why don't they just get Invisaligns? And then I noticed Oscar and his friend, you know, Ty Lee, has them on too. I was like, is that just the steez or what?
What'd they say?
They're like, yeah. I think they gave me an explanation. Not really good one. Just like, yeah, probably showing money or something like that.
Well, Invisalign is not that expensive.
I know. I don't get it. I don't get it. They all have braces, though. That should be funny. I was like, man, I did it when it was not cool. I had braces when it was not cool. Now it's just a whole steez.
That's kind of strange, but hey, I'm not cool anymore either, so I don't know what is.
Do you remember Caesar, the other Caesar? The one that used to work at the car wash.
Oh yeah, that nigga.
The one that used to just whatever he was doing, he was fucking happy about.
Yeah,
he was on loads of drugs. Yeah. Bro, one time we pulled up on him in the fucking at the car wash, and he was just smiling, wiping the car. We didn't even say what's up yet. He was just cheesing, and then we said what's up, and like a fucking dog, he just got hella excited. I was like, yo, what's up? Actually, it was funny. I was like, nigga, you work at a car wash. But that guy, you remember when he had a fucked up teeth? And he just put those fake grills you get out of the liquor store that just bend on your teeth? Yeah. He was like, fuck getting my teeth fixed. I'm just going to put a couple covers on it.
He's like, I'm going to shine.
I was like, that's not going to help you chew, though, dog. He would have to chew with his back teeth.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, the other Caesar don't got teeth either, but he don't hide it.
Nah, he don't. He at this point, he's just a homeless man. We were on the phone with my auntie earlier, my auntie Rocio, and she was talking about how COVID is a load of shit.
Sometimes I'd be listening to what these guys are talking about just because I'd be in the kitchen or in the fucking, my mom be talking on the phone, I'm just on the car with her. So,
yeah,
some crazy stuff. Josh like, was telling me about her Alan's mom.
Yeah.
What was she saying? Yeah, that they all think it's a conspiracy theory.
Bro, ever since you told me Danny's auntie died, I was like, no, this shit's not a lie. Yeah.
She's
and then, what's his face? His wife had it.
Who?
I mean, husband had it. Beast's daughter's husband, he had it.
For real?
Yeah, he got tested at work and came back positive, and they sent his ass home.
Hey, who tell you who came like a couple of days ago for a couple of days? I guess George's daughter.
Oh yeah.
And then I don't really know her like that. I don't even remember her, but I don't know if you remember her.
Yeah, I do. I remember her.
But I was telling Nick, and I was like, oh, I was like, did his son come? I was like, cause he's a funny fella. And then he was like, he doesn't have a son.
He does have a son. His name is George.
And then I had to call in Peace. And then Peace was like, what the fuck? Duh, he has a son.
Yeah.
Honestly, the only reason I remember is because he came to your house one time or something.
Yeah, he was at my house for like 2 weeks just acting a fool.
Yeah, what you got some stories about him?
Yeah, there was a time where basically he was making fun of Nick Brown, because remember Nick Brown had a turtle?
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh shit, the turtle, because Nick Brown was like, yeah, I don't feed it or water it, and it died. And then he was like, oh shit, oh, so you're telling me that I can't do it. I can't do his voice, but it was hella funny. He was just hella making fun of Nick. And then he took me to the gym once and taught me how to weightlift.
Oh, did he? He was just like,
him? Yeah. Yeah, I was like, okay, let's go. And then he's like, this is how you weightlift. Stop being a pussy. And shit like that. He was just, he was drunk the whole time, just like his daddy.
I think the one time I met him, he was telling us about his plane ride where he got blasted. Actually, I went with you guys to pick him up at the airport.
I think so too. Yeah.
I don't know why I remember him walking up to us with his fucking baggy ass pants just swishing in the fucking wind. I don't know why that's a memory that's just clear as day.
That's him
with
fun.
His backpack just.
Yeah.
Which is hella funny. He also lives in San Diego?
I think he moved.
Oh, he moved?
Yeah. I haven't seen him in hella years. And he doesn't speak to his sister.
Oh, he doesn't?
Yeah, from what I understand, yeah.
I don't even remember his sister.
I've only seen her like once or twice. She had hella kids.
Oh, she had a starting lineup. And two extra people. I was like, what the fuck? I think she had like seven kids with her. I was like, what the? God, and they're all damn. Like around the same age. So they're like popping them out.
Some people straight up don't believe in contraception, bro.
I don't understand. Like, okay, like, all right, two kids, three kids. All right, chill. Four kids. Maybe you guys need to chillax. They're just
like bunnies.
And I was like, what the hell? Because I told them, I was like, who's all these random people? Are you guys throwing a party? I'm like, nah.
That's hella funny. Nah, it's just one family.
Yeah, it's just one family that came over. I was like, what the? And you know they had the big SUV.
Yeah.
Because they took my parking spot.
Bastards.
But, all right, I'm going to end it and then call you back. I'm going to go outside so I can smoke this wood and then.
All right, sounds good.
All right, I'm going to call you back in like 2 seconds. I'm going to go outside. All right,
sounds good. Sounds good.
Yo, we back.
Back with the second half of the pod.
Was going to say, shout out Anchor for that commercial we just did.
Yeah.
But, dang, I was going to tell, I had a. Josh is our another intern. We have another intern now.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, he's running our youth division on TikTok.
Oh, there's the TikTok now?
Yeah, and then I put the that first video shaky, or I told him to put that first video shaky up, and they already got 1,000 views.
What? Really?
Yeah.
That's hella funny.
And I watermarked it with
at the Lonely Boys.
The Lonely Boys.
Cool. Hopefully you get some traffic on the Instagram.
Could you hear that water in the background, Mario?
No.
Okay, perfect. It's because it's a little water fountain, the one at the, on in the front of the house.
Oh, that's where you are?
Yeah, because these guys are over there playing music. You know how I'd be over here on Saturday?
It's a party.
Yeah, but Josh said he also would edit our videos.
Cool. I'm down for that. If we set, if we have like one, if we have like a set day, I'm totally down to like go down there.
All right, it's good.
Record.
We need to get some mics first and then get probably that, that GoPro should work.
Yeah. Well, what flavor are you smoking on today?
Rookies or something like that. It tastes like a mix of cookies and Jack Herrera.
Oh, that sounds like some fire.
I just had some John wedding cake too recently.
Oh, that was definitely some fire.
Bro, I told him, hey, let me get some of that Slurricane. I don't know if you watched his Snapchat or something.
Yeah.
He was sold out in a day.
Damn.
That man has the fire.
He does, and everybody knows it.
Yeah, when I have his weed, I'm showing it off. I walk up to random people like, you seen this weed?
You seen this weed?
Yeah, that's my boy. He grows it. Some fire. That's He's like, can I buy some? I'm like, nah.
This is for the personal use.
But I need to see that Dragon Candy out.
Dragon Candy will make me start smoking again.
That shit's on fire.
Yo, that pen that you had the other day got me pretty loaded. I was hella high.
Was it called the...
The Raw Garden thing?
Yeah, the Raw Garden fire.
That's why I'm trying to clean my piss, cause I know my piss is dirty right now, cause that shit got me. I one hit and got me so high, I was surprised.
Yeah, that hitting the pan after work, right when you get off work, you're driving back on the freeway and listening to that Dragon Ball do-rag. That's the whole vibe right there. You know what song I'm talking about?
No, I haven't heard it.
No, the one by Thundercat.
Oh, yeah.
In my do-rag, son.
Some fireworks?
You hear that one?
Yeah, nice. I can hear those.
It's not a little one either, it's just doo-doo. You hear that?
Yeah, did you guys have fireworks for 4th of July?
Yeah, Devin Spence had some. I think I've outgrown fireworks.
Me too.
It's just a waste of money, to be honest.
Yeah, they are. Did Oscar buy fireworks again this year?
No, I think he didn't, but his partners did. So they went somewhere.
That's cool. All
right. Since I have a perfect video to post to promote bad haircuts. What do you have any bad haircut stories or anything like that?
Oh, one time my sister was gonna do a mohawk and she just fucking did like some fucked up square on my head and I had to fucking shave my head.
All of it?
Yeah, because it was just so bad.
Man. I think shaving the head is only an old nigga move.
No, I've been almost bald a bunch of times.
Oh yeah, I've been bald this one time. I think it was for my sister's the quinceañera.
Yeah,
bro. I told him. Honestly, I didn't know what haircut I used to get because me and went to get the haircut at this barbershop, this black barbershop.
Yeah.
And then I didn't know what I used to get. And the guy just told me, like, well, yeah, it looks like you probably usually get a fade. I was like, oh, okay. Bro, he cuts my hair hella fucking short. Like, crazy short. Not even funny.
I think I'm gonna get a fade next time I get a haircut. I'm done with this long hair shit.
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah. I was trying to go this week, but I didn't know Oscar was gonna be doing his video thing because we had planned for Thursday, but he was busy.
Oh yeah, another bad. I have so many bad haircut stories. That's why. I don't know if you have another one.
There was a time that,
if you have one, I said I could keep it going if you want.
Yeah, I gotta think of some.
All right, one time, I was
cut my own hair. There was that time.
How was that?
That was fucking terrible. I had patches of long hair all over it. It hurt hella bad, and then luckily my brother had came and he just shaved it all off, and I was bald for like 2 freaking weeks again.
That's crazy.
And it sucked because I thought I was doing hella good, and I looked in the mirror, bro. It was a fucking mess.
That's hella funny. All right, brothers, one time. So you know the Coliseum story.
We'll call the same story.
Oh, some more fireworks. These are right here.
Sounds like water.
All right, the Coliseum story, though. So, you know, I'm talking about when I went, we were supposed to go to trip on the A's game, and then they didn't let me in because I had a haircut, so I gave these weed brownies to my friends that I made and told them to sell them for me, and then hella people took them, people started fucking being hella loaded, one girl started tripping out, they had to take her to the fucking hospital or whatever, but that's on our older podcast, so you should go listen to that. But that day, I had to go home, right? Because they didn't let me in because of a haircut, right?
Yeah.
So I went home. I chilled at Owens or whatever, and then my mom found out I was at home. And then she was like, oh, no, you need to go get your haircut. Bro, I came home. I was like, whatever. And I came home and just smoked the wood and everything because I had a day off. I didn't even have to go to school. Because all my classes were ended because, you know, all the seniors were gonna go to the fucking to the A's game.
Yeah.
But so I went to go take my haircut, and I think Nick was in there or something, and I had to go to a barber shop. And bro, I tell this guy, by this time I know what kind of haircut I like. I was like, yeah, can I get a taper, maybe like a 6 or 7 on the top. I don't know what happened, but it went from a taper on the 7 on the top to a freaking Boosie fade. I look in the mirror and I look at that guy like, what the fuck did he do to me? And I tell him, just cut it all off. Make it one size. I was like, you're fucking dumb. Well, I didn't tell him that, but I was like, just mugging him. I was just like, cut it all off then. And I went in with hella small hair.
That's hella funny. Have you ever tried cutting your own hair?
Never. Never tried it.
It's
harder than it looks?
Yeah. Definitely not just like, oh, look at that.
You say your brother, his your brother cuts his own hair, right? Or lines himself up or something?
Yeah, he does his own shit.
Next time I see him, I'm just going to be like, oh, bro, who cut your hair? See what he says.
He might say himself, or he might. He told me he cuts his own hair, but I don't know. I don't actually know if it's true or not. But yeah, ask him. Like, who cuts your hair?
Yeah, I'm gonna ask him one time. Like, just out of nowhere, I'm just gonna be like, "Hey, bro, who cuts your hair?" I think more fireworks are happening. Oh, wait, that's just a lighting one. It's just light. But don't get me this on the story. You know that lady that used to live in my house? I think we knew her somehow. Her name was Patty or something.
I think I know who you're talking about.
That she had a son that was this fucking goon.
Oh, yep. I know exactly who you're talking about.
Bro, one time, I think Nick was gone again. But, yeah, I want to go get a haircut again because Nick wasn't here, and I went to him because apparently my dad knows him or something. And he was like, yeah, you get a haircut by him or whatever. Bro. Let me tell you, my hairline has never been the same. Bro, this guy, it's got better. It's way better now than before. But for a while, my hairline was fucked. Nick would be like, whoa, I can't even help you there, dog. I look like Frankenstein.
Damn.
Frankenstein's monster, to be specific. I had the Frankie cut.
Damn, what'd he do? Just fucking put your hair
out? So look. He cut my hair pretty terribly. Gave me no blends, okay? I'm not mad at him, whatever. Just get my hairline correct. Bro, I would look and I'd be like, bro, that's not even. You need to cut a little bit here. He'll cut it, and I'll be like, that looks worse. And then I tell him, like, you have to even it out right here. I'm like, how am I telling the barber how to make a fucking straight line? And then by the end of it, I was like, honestly, just leave me like this because you're just making it worse. That shit was hella funny.
I would have slapped him.
And I was just hella mad. I was like, why you bring me here? And then Oscar got cut by him too. So I wasn't alone on the Frankie cuts.
Damn, speaking of all the hair cutting makes me want to get a haircut right now. I'm so done with this long hair shit.
Alright, last and final bad haircut story. The worst one of all. So you remember when I had long hair?
Yeah.
The mane of death. The luscious mane.
Yeah.
Well, it's hard to keep up. Long hair is hard to keep up. It's annoying.
Yeah.
And Nick was barely starting on that haircut hype.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, okay, let me give him a shot. Let him cut my hair. I'm getting tired of that. Bro, he literally cut right down the middle of my head, of my long hair, halfway up my head to my, like, the middle of my top of my head. And my mom walks in and tells him to stop cutting my hair.
Oh, shit.
And I didn't get an, I had to go to school like that. With my hair half missing, and this was close.
Why didn't she let him finish?
Huh?
Why didn't she let him finish?
she was tripping. I don't know. And then I had to go to school like that, and it was hella hot, but I wore a beanie all throughout.
Had to.
And it was hella hot. Like, I was like, why am I wearing this beanie? I don't even wear beanies. But yeah, that was probably the worst. And I think only one person saw, but they didn't tell anybody. At school, I mean, at school.
I'm trying to think. I've definitely had more bad haircuts. I just can't remember any of them.
Oh, no. And the funniest thing was, I had long hair all throughout, like, fifth grade. And then eventually I got my haircut right the day before summer. So I was like, okay, that's kind of too late. I went to some Mexican lady, and it was terrible haircut. I looked like a small soldier. And then I went to school. Everybody see my haircut. They gave me a standing ovation. I was like, dang. Did no one like my hair?
That's hella funny.
And that's when after that, I got the mohawk by Nick. And I went to sixth grade to middle school. Stunning.
Oh, that's when you rocked the mohawk for a few years?
Yeah. Through like sixth grade, seventh grade. I think I got one more actually. Which is a good segue that we're talking about the mohawk.
Yeah.
Bro. So one day, for 2 years, for sixth and seventh grade, I went to MLA, right? And it was like this school where you like could do whatever. And so I would wear a mohawk with designs. No one told you nothing. And so one summer, I just get woken up. They shave my mohawk off. And I go to summer camp for eighth grade.
That sucks.
So I was like, okay, I'll be the grown man about it. I don't care. Fuck it. This is cool. I went to OMI, you know, made some friends. So I was chilling. And then Andy went to OMI, right? And I knew him from MLA. So it was chill. But then one summer, I decided to get the mohawk again. But while I'm in OMI, and then they call us telling that we have to go on a band camp that summer.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay. Bro, I go and I have my hat on, right? So all you could see are my side and maybe like a ponytail, right? With my OMI hat.
Yeah.
And then I'm just walking around like showing my friends or whatever. But whenever a teacher came by, I put my hat back on. Like, because we're like getting ready to leave to like LA for band camp. And then one of not the principal, but the superintendent seen like the ponytail. He's like, yo, you have to cut that ponytail off. I was like, it's more than a ponytail. And I just walked away. And then they said like to take my hat off because I was indoors. And that shit, I had my mohawk and they seen it. And they're like, yeah, you can't come on this trip. And you're probably going to get kicked out of music if you don't cut off that mohawk right now. I was like, okay, that's good. I'll just go home on BART. And I didn't even call my mom or anything. I was just going to go home on BART. And I was just like, yeah, it's good. I'll just go in another company next year. I'm not really tripping. And then this other person was like, yeah, I'm not going either then. in solidarity. I was like, nah, bro, you don't have to do that. Honestly, I want to go home. In solidarity, I was like, what the fuck? And then it was this girl, and then she called her mom. And then her mom came, was arguing with them and shit. I was like, oh, God. And then they called my mom. And I was like, oh, geez. This is getting a little sticky. So I was just like, whatever, just cut my mohawk. It's not even that serious. I honestly just wanted to go home.
Yeah, I was about to say, you just wanted to chill for the rest of the summer, huh?
Yeah. That shit was hard work, band camp. It wasn't on no regular band camp that you think of when you, like, American Pie. Like, yeah, that would be awesome if we're with hot bitches with cheerleaders. No, we're in a military band camp. So all we did was march, fucking play our instruments.
That sucks.
And this was in L.A. in the summer. We're marching in the heat. I had a tan. That shit was wild. But yeah, I was like, dang. This situation is getting a little sticky.
You're like, I'm just trying to chill. What the fuck?
Yeah, and then after those years, I was just like, man, I'm just not going to cut my hair to just fuck with these guys. Because they would give me demerits about it. I was like, whatever. But, you know. I wasn't really tripping. At one point, I had so many demerits because I would come late and my hair was just like too long. Did you have any rules like that at your school? Is that just that old my sucking? Mario?
Can you hear me?
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, sorry. Nah, I think that was just on my school. There really wasn't any rules. I think there was like a dress code. We couldn't have like cuss words and shit on our shirts and couldn't be gang related. But other than that, pretty much you could wear whatever.
It's funny that you bring up that gang-related thing. One time I had a jacket, an OMI jacket on. And I used it so much that, like, it was a windbreaker. And you know the little strap that, like, tightens the bottom, like, where your hip?
Yeah.
It came off. And usually those straps have, like, a little piece of, like, fabric that they tie on there, so it would give it a little bit more extra, like, knot.
Yeah.
Bro, and it was just a coincidence that it was, like, blue. And I was just, like, walking around with it. The same day it broke, I was just walking around with it, and one of the military teacher, or the military people.
Yeah.
At our school was, like, I know what that means. I was like, oh yeah, pretty broke, huh? Or something. I said something like that. And he was like, what are you talking about? I know what that color means. I was like, oh shit. What? Literally, I said that. He got hella mad. It's like gang related, yada, yada. You got to cut it out. I was like, oh, okay. And I just grab some scissors and cut it off. And then I just walked away.
That's hella funny.
But yeah, he got hella mad when I was like, yeah, what does it mean?
Nah, but honestly, there were some some wannabe norteños and stuff at my school who wear a lot of red and stuff, and they never really did anything to them either.
That's funny.
Yeah. Well, they did send them to continuation school, though. Delinquent school.
But yeah, I think the military teachers on the, in that school hated me, dog.
Yeah, why?
I think it's just my face. I look like a slacker or something. I don't know. Bro, I would just be chilling, and I'll get in trouble. I wouldn't even get it. And then one time they tried to make me do push-ups, and I swear, I was just like a smart ass or something. I swear on South Park or something, physical work at a school.
Yeah.
And I told them, I was like, nah, you can't do that. It's against the law. And then they're like, no, you have to do them, yada, yada. I was like, nah, I don't have to do them. And then they just sent me back to class. And everybody else did push-ups. When they would get in trouble, I was like, nah, I don't want to do that. The only time they can make you do push-up is during PE. But they can't do it as punishment. So at PE, I would get it. I would get it.
You were the only smart one that knew that they can punish you that way?
Yeah.
That's hella funny.
I was like, nah. They would say hella shit, and I'd be like, I don't think so. They're like, I'll get you back on that one. I don't know. I need to read more about that. Yeah, Mario, my phone's at 1%, so I need to save this video. I think there's enough. This is a pretty good podcast. I liked it.
It was, man. If you want, we could do another one tomorrow. I'm down.
Yeah, I'm down. Do you have anything to promote or anything?
Nah, no dates, nothing, because unfortunately we're still in quarantine.
Same. And follow us on Lonely Boys on Instagram.
Yeah, please.
All right. All right, then, Mario.
All right. All right. Take it easy.